Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. There's energy. There's lots and lots of energy. We are close to Christmas, can you tell? We've got a very exciting worship service today. Our children are in charge of worship. We're excited about that. They always do a fabulous job every Christmas. We thank you for coming and being a part of worship today. We'd like to find out who is in worship. The way we do that, it's very simple. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. We'd love to find out who is here today. Take that pew pad, write your name down. Give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. Then send it back. Last person, when you're done, please send it back to where it got started. We do ask that first person, when you're done, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect them at the end of the service. Thank you for that. Couple of announcements. White Christmas. Today is for White Christmas. During the first hymn, it's not printed in your bulletin, but during the first hymn, if you have White Christmas gifts, we invite you to come for either tree and place them underneath the tree. We appreciate you doing that. Reminder about our schedule coming up for the next week. No Wednesday night activities for the next two Wednesdays. Christmas Eve service this coming Saturday at 5 o'clock. Christmas Day, we will have an 11 o'clock service only. Make note of that. And then New Year's Day, we're having only 11 o'clock, but at 10:30, we will have some biscuits and juice and coffee, that kind of thing, that New Year's Day at 10:30. Reminder to our children, no children's time today because you guys are in charge. It's going to be children's time all the time. Christmas offering. Our goal was $17,500. As of this morning, we have $18,295.10. So we are very excited about that. We are thankful for all the guests who are here today. We got your information a moment ago on the pew pad. We thank you for that. If you are a guest, we'd like to give something to you. So we have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. If you're a guest, just right where you are, raise your hand, and the ushers are going to give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our congregation, and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. We've had an exciting month of preparing for Christmas, our Advent season, and we have the Advent wreath. We have the Cogdell family is going to come and lead us in our Advent lighting.
Let us hear the word of the Lord first from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah. Comfort, this is Isaiah 40, 1 through 5. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Okay. From John 3:16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Today we light the candle of love. Please join in our call to worship. I will read the light print. Please join in and read aloud the bold print. In the beginning, the Word was already there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning.
All things were made through Him, and nothing that has been made was made without Him.
Life was in Him, and that life was the light for all people.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome the light.
The Word was in the world, and the world was made through Him. But the world did not recognize Him.
He came into the world as His own, but His own people did not accept Him.
Some people did accept Him and did believe in His name. He gave them the right to become children of God.
To be a child of God has nothing to do with human affairs. Children of God are not born of a human choice.
They are born because of what God does.
The Word became a human being. He made His home with us. We have seen His glory.
Bow your heads and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. If you will, Lord, just make sure everybody have a good day today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Good to see everybody this morning. I have a question for my preschoolers. Is anybody ready for Christmas? Raise your hand if you're ready for Christmas. Okay. I'm excited about Christmas, but there's something we've been talking about all month long, and I want you to answer a real important question for me, okay? Are you ready? Why is Jesus special? Why? He's God's son, right? Can you say, why is Jesus special? Why is Jesus special? He's God's son. Do you think we need to teach them that? Let's ask them that question. Why is Jesus special? He's God's son. That's exactly right. That is exactly why we're here to talk about Jesus. He's God's son. And one of my favorite songs we've been singing all month long is Away in a Manger. All right, can y'all stand up and sing it? We're going to sing it one time. We're going to do some motions. And then we want you to sing it and do the motions too. Are you ready? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Y'all think y'all got that? Let's sing. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep. Great job. Great job. Will y'all pray with me? Will you pray with me? Pray. Close your eyes. Bow your head. God, thank you that you sent Jesus as the best Christmas present ever because he's your son. Help us to remember that Jesus is why we celebrate Christmas. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all go down your seats now.
He's coming.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Who's coming?
Who's coming?
Who's coming?
A king.
A king?
A king.
Who is this king?
He's Jesus, Savior of the world.
He's Messiah, the Son of Flipping God.
He's our hope. He's our deliverer.
How can we prepare for him?
While our hearts
open our spirits.
Worship him.
The king. Our king.
Thank you. Please pray with me. Father, Creator, everything on earth is yours. We have nothing that can make you richer, for it all comes from you in the first place. But what we have, we bring. We understand that we live thanks only to you, and that without you we have nothing and can do nothing. Father, Redeemer, everything on earth is doubly yours. Though it belonged to you in the first place, people have treated it as theirs, refusing to recognize your rights. But you sent your Son to claim what was yours from the beginning, and he showed the world how much he loved by coming to Bethlehem so long ago. Thank you for Jesus. Amen.
Passion in my soul. keep your eyes to distractions, your ears from distractions, your heart from temptation.
And yes, worship.
In the Old Testament, we learn that David, a man after God's own heart, danced with joy as he celebrated the love of the Lord. Today, we should be filled with the same kind of joy and love as we come together to worship. How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God, and that's what we are. 1 John 3:1.
Today is Children's Sunday and is the Advent Sunday of Love. Did you know the word love appears 551 times in the New International Version of the Bible? 551 times.
In the beginning, God created us to have a relationship with Him. But as His people, we often fall short, but He still loves us. The thing we need the most in life is the thing we can never lose, the love of God.
He loves us so much, He sent His one and only Son to be our Savior.
Jesus is the continuation and fulfillment of the whole biblical story about God and His people. Jesus is the Messiah. He is a new teacher, even greater than Moses. But not only that, Jesus is God with us, Emmanuel. As we have studied the Bible, we have found that the New Testament Gospel of Matthew connects us with the Old Testament. Matthew tells us that Jesus is from the line of Abraham and David, and He has come to bring God's blessing to all of us. Jesus' birth fulfills all of the Old Testament promises. He is God with us.
Jesus brings us a new covenant, a promise between God and us, and it is a promise of love.
God's love is clear throughout Scripture.
And we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
This is love, not that we love God, but that He has loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good.
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
Good job. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another more above yourselves.
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Ephesians 4:2.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Mark 12:30.
By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present nor the future, not any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, and all he asks of us to believe as we gather together today, we know God is in this place. He is worthy of our worship, worthy of our praise, and most of all, worthy of our love.
Please pray with us as we pray we strive to remember to P. Praise our Heavenly Father. R. Remember to be thankful. A. Ask for help and guidance. Y. Yield to his loving will for us.
I pray out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with the power through his Spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to measure all the fullness of God.
How deep is the Father's love for us? How wide? I'll just stand over here. Can cut that mic. That'll be all right. This is one of my favorite Sundays every year. People come up to me, "Are you all right?" Just before this, "Are you okay?" They say, "Are you all right?" This is great. Because you see God clearly in all of these children. You see God clearly. Our prayer, not for this day, every year that we do it, it's always a danger to think, you put children in charge of worship around Christmas, that it's going to be about the kids. And that's what the worship ends up being about. And certainly they are cute, and they're dressed up, and they're focused, and they're doing things. But it is not their breath that lives in them. It is our Father's breath who lives within them and gives them their voice. And gives them the talents to come before you. And it's not easy to read or to say words in front of all these people. But our children, because they have been graciously been given from you the permission to lead worship, they know what that love feels like. And we know that the love that we all feel comes from the gift of Jesus Christ. The only way, guys, Scripture tells us the only way that we know what love is because God showed us first. You showed us love this morning. And here's the challenge for all of us, that as we leave these doors, and we have a week to finish up food prep, Christmas shopping, and whatever list you got to make, do not forget there are people who are hurting and in need of the story that we have told this morning. That the love of God is real and he did not leave us alone. He sent himself to us to be proclaimed and to be so that we may be forgiven and given new life. That is the love story of Jesus. Do not forget that as you leave these doors. When you go to lunch, the waiter and the waitress. When you go to the grocery store and everybody is in the same line that you're in. That's an opportunity to share God's love. When you're in the traffic jam because people turn left at the stoplight and block the intersection at Haines Mall that they do all the time. That is an opportunity. That is an opportunity to show love. Take what you've seen this morning and take it with you. And don't hide it. Share it. This morning you've heard that message and maybe you've been tugged a little bit at your own heart to make a commitment to Christ. There's no greater day to do that on Children's Sunday. Maybe you felt God calling you back to rededicate your life to Him. Maybe you're dealing with call to ministry. I don't know what God's doing in your life. Maybe there's somebody in your life that you've lost touch with. This time during this hymn, you're going to have an opportunity to come down front. Raymond will be here to talk with you as we sing our hymn. We want you to have an opportunity to take what you've heard and how is God using that to change you. We ask that whatever commitment you need to make that this morning. And then we are so thankful for the opportunity to lead y'all in worship. Let's stand and sing our hymn.
Thank you. right now where she says that she wants to let you know that she has received Christ as her Lord and Savior, and she wants to let you know about that, and she also wants to be obedient to the Lord's call for baptism, which we will have January the 8th, Sunday morning, January the 8th. We have several to be baptized that morning, so she's going to make that desire known. But you will continue to pray for her and love on her and help her grow in her faith. I want to invite mom and dad, sister, family to come stand with her. There's a lot of people up here to greet after the benediction. So just do the best you can. That's all I got for you. The village standing here, the children will be here, the workers will be here. Come by, greet, love, and encourage each other. As you leave, the sanctuary this morning, the children have a gift for you that they hope will remind you not only of this service, but of that love that they've been telling us about this morning. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray together.
Ashley.
Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you so much for today and this worship service. We love being with you here at church. Help us to prepare for Jesus' birth in our hearts. Give us the strength to love others as you have loved us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good job. Good job.